You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wiley, and you are listening to X Stories, a podcast whose mission has always been to bring about greater connection through open, honest conversations and stories about personal topics. It is my birthday today, which means it is the beginning of my 52 days of fucking, aka 52 days of play, 52 days of fun, 52 days of learning and exploration, and definitely masturbation and play exploration and co-creation. And I am super excited and curious about what is about to unfold. If you would like to see details, I made a very beautiful, if I do say so myself, landing page, which you can find at wiley.com/52. I will go over some of those details with you. And while the idea has been bouncing around and growing in my head for the past several weeks, I did notice a shift in my priorities, mostly due to logistics. So I thought it might be fun to start off with a noodle about how we define success, especially as it relates to sex or fucking. I don't know, should we even say fucking? Because I was going to say, especially as it relates to fucking. It is tempting here to try to make up the word success, but I am afraid that people would think that I meant an excessive amount of sex instead of a sexual win, although, I don't know, sharing successes sounds fun. So first, a dictionary definition of success. It's a noun. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And Lord knows we, in our society, love accomplishing things. It is fun to check a box. They give some examples. You can look it up in the dictionary if you want. This is just from the dictionary on my MacBook Pro. The archaic definition is the good or bad outcome of an undertaking. That's interesting. So the good or ill success of their maritime enterprises. That's a hilarious example. So I think sex-wise, it is key to define the aim or the purpose. When I am with a partner personally, I am looking for connection. I am looking for pleasure, which for me includes novelty. Like, novel experiences do not necessarily lead me to orgasm, but they turn me on so much and bring me a huge amount of pleasure. For me, pleasure is not only relegated to orgasms. And then I also think mutual upliftment or moreness, you know, the idea that by coming together, coming together, that's not a requirement. Coming at all, and certainly coming together is not a requirement, but by being one person with another person in the same space, bodies touching, hopefully co-creating mutual pleasure, and I did get a question about what co-creation means, how I use it, so I will answer that soon. For me, it's like a generator, like a Van de Graaff generator. Did you ever do that science experiment where you all hold hands in science class and you zap each other? Love that. My first experience with electroplay. I know some people hate that. I love it. I love the sensation. If you are on OnlyFans, maybe you saw me masturbate myself with the electro toy, the internal one. Obviously, the neon wand is there too. But so for me, connection, pleasure, including novelty, a mutual moreness, a mutual upliftment, coming together with another person to create more energy than we started with separately. I really think it's kind of like the love cliches that I hear about partnership and marriage, but I'm like, it applies to other places for those of us who are not prioritizing that necessarily. I love partnered interactions, assuming I have selected the right partner, because it feels like a mutual boost. And then I always think of the 500 Days of Summer, like the Hal and Oates song playing in the background. What I want you got might be hard to handle. Like, I'm like, you make my dreams come true. Okay. Separately, when I am masturbating, so separately from partnered sex, I will be honest. If I am masturbating, an orgasm is almost always my goal. Exceptions being last September when I was edging myself all month long and I did a daily masturbation meditation sensation exploration. Very fun. All of them are on OnlyFans at YOLE or unlockable one by one at YOFree. So the seed of this idea for 52 days of fucking which I am publicly calling 52 Days of Play. And honestly, I'm fucking done with censorship. I'm done with censorship on all safe for work platforms. I'm a photographer. I'm just a photographer going forward because I can't fuck with censorship anymore. I'm a regular person. I also have sex. Okay, we live in a society where it's not weird. It's very normalized in some ways, but it's weird if you acknowledge it. Okay. So, well, the seed of this idea was absolutely originally about fulfilling the curiosity that I do still very much have about what it would feel like to have sex with a partner, ideally different partners, but maybe the same partner, every single day for 50 days. Because originally it was like 5 days. Wow, what would 10 times as much be like? Can I even measure 10 times as much feel goods? And then I made it to 52 because I was like, oh, I can make my playing card deck. I don't know if that'll happen in this time period. We'll see how signups go. All of that is to say, organizational logistics for the moment have shifted that goal slightly, right? So I might be saving the 50 days in a row for my hot girl summer, but my main goals right now are to learn, to connect with lovely humans, to explore through co-creation, to experience pleasure every day, to take good care of my mind and body and heart, and to get more information about my own priorities, creatively, relationally, financially. So yes, I definitely do want to have sex, and I am very curious about what actual partnered sex for 52 days in a row might be like, but I am thinking of this entire thing as a first draft, because maybe it will be the first annual one. We'll see. I wrote that on the invitation. We'll see. This is a test run. This is an opportunity for me to connect with you, lovely listener listening right now. I would love to get a voice memo from you. I would love for you to answer one of my questions as a birthday present. It's my birthday. I'm just saying. So I want to get to know you as well as other creators who love sex. And I want to have a chance to do more of the research on my bucket list and also maybe organize it. I did do a good first draft of organizing it. We'll go over it. There are 69 things on it right now, as is 69 broad categories. I'll get into the details. Well, maybe you can help me organize it. It is now publicly available. Plus, my friend gave me a fucking machine. So either way, there will be definitely 52 days of fucking. It is simply that my lawyer advised me that I should keep this experiment to other professionals for practical reasons, right? So he pointed out the possibility of power imbalance. What happens if someone seeks me out because they just want to have sex with me and then they agree to things where they show their face publicly and then they're naked and then it ruins their life or something? You know, I'm not that. He said I'm allowed to help any newbies out there. They're allowed to hire me as a photographer and videographer to help make slutty content. That is the bulk of what I do. But until someone is established and has like 30 days or whatever number of posts, I don't have an exact metric written out, but you have to have already established your own naked slutty content before I can work with you. Also, I am sticking to professional testing standards. So pass certified or something where I can watch you log in to see test results, right? So that is the thing, is like in non-professional settings, there's a different standard when it comes to health and safety conversations. Half the people out there are still scared out of their minds about it when I bring it up. I'm tired of making my lovers nervous. I'm really excited to play with other professionals who have the same level, like standard of care that I do when it comes to just keeping my body safe. So that is the reason for the slight shift in focus. And maybe I will do a different experiment, but I'm not going to put any other professionals at risk by mixing those things, even though I will be getting tested every 2 weeks. So I am very excited. And I figure that May's bucket list wishes, they're all listed publicly. My wish is to day by day see what I might do. And even me exploring OnlyFans every day, even me prioritizing Patreon, even me learning these online platforms, learning, getting deeper into Sex Panther. Oh my God, I'm so excited to take pictures of me and my socks. I mean, I have some already, but like I've never been like, I'm here to sell socks and panties. And I can't tell you why exactly. I don't think Dalma does her panty selling podcast anymore, but I listened the fuck out of that podcast and I was so curious in my early horarchy research before I even had that phrase. So I'm gonna see what unfolds. I have a big list. There's a lot that I want to create. I thought I might read to you some of the stuff that's on the website. 52 days of play, wiley.com/52, the number 5, the number 2, 52, but it's numbers, wiley.com/52, the link is in the description below. 52 days of play, join me for my first annual Hot Girl Spring into Summer Birthday Celebration Creation Fest, Los Angeles, California. California is implied. April 30th to June 21st, 2024. Who is invited? Nice, fun people, aka lovely humans, sweetie pies, you might say. Follow along on socials or get exclusive updates and be my muse from anywhere in the world via OnlyFans or Patreon. I'm thinking FetLife. I'm thinking we'll see about Instagram. We'll see about Instagram. It doesn't like my collages. We'll see. We'll see. And X. I am going to explore X, formerly known as Twitter, some more. Also, procreators. And I have a little, my actual invitation there. So if you know any professional creators who you love, the little picture above procreators, you can click on it. That's my invitation. You can send that to people, or you can recommend me who you would like me to invite, and I will send it to them. So procreators, join me in person for a 3-part collab rolled into one delightful afternoon of podcasting, taking pictures, and co-creating on camera, plus snacks. I always must have snacks, and I am really excited because it is a create-as-you-go. I've gotten some feedback that it sounds a little bit overwhelming, but I did my best to make it very clear. And I think I'm a person who likes to eat a lot of little bites, right? If I go somewhere and there's a sampler platter available, I will always choose it, especially if it has all the best things on the menu. I'm like, the world should be sampler platters. One of my very good friends recently told me this is called girl dinner. She's like, the way that you eat is girl dinner. I was like, what does that mean? Does that imply that I am not a woman cooking a meal with a main and sides for a man? Because also, I do cook for myself. Like, I'm a really good, but I love to have my hummus and like 3 or 4 cheeses and my crackers and my pistachios and my almonds and my this and my that, you know, and my cut up the carrots and I have the apple and blah, 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 you know, and I like, I make a spread. I have a smorgasbord. I have a great sized table. And why would I have to pick between a few things when I can have an indoor picnic as often as I like, right? So this is the creative version of that. What is it? 52 daily explorations of love, work, and making love from G to XXX. Play along as you please. I will be doing mornings of solo, screen-free, we'll see, creation, low screen creation. I'm like, oh shit, if I'm writing, am I really gonna do that all by hand? Maybe not. I will probably wiggle on camera. Okay. I might wake up and masturbate every day. I'm leaving room for possibility. I might say hello when I go on a walk to encourage other people to go on a walk. We'll see. An afternoon with a co-creator live streamed. So that's going to be live streamed on OnlyFans. We'll get into the details. There's going to be a voyeur cam. If I don't have an in-person co-creator, I might have a clone co-creator. We'll see. We'll see. And then in the evening with the internet, catching up with long-distance muses. So, the IRL pro co-creation, daily, 1 to 4 p.m.-ish. I like having a daily schedule that could shift if people need it to. I am not super militant about timing, but I really love getting into a rhythm. And the idea of, like, creating a rhythm during Taurus season for work and pleasure and art and beauty is, in my opinion, perfect. I'm biased. So, in real life, pro co-creation. So, me and another adult creator, another person who is comfy. Oh my God, I really hope there are people that will just let me do the sex stories. You know, where I'm like, what physical sensations do you like? For like the last 3 years, I've been like, but what if I just found people who would just let me explore their whole body? You know, I have been too shy to ask people. I thought it was too nerdy of an idea for a long time to ask professionals. And I did ask some non-professionals and they were like, no. And I was like, good point. So follow along live on OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/YOLee. If you want to see what we are creating on the voyeur cam. So that's going to be a sound off. Mostly we might come say hi now and then, but it's going to be sound off. You can see what I'm doing in studio. You can see what I'm working on. You can see if I'm with someone. You can see if I'm being a clone. Ooh, on OnlyFans, I don't have to worry if my boobies are showing. So I might even change in front of you. I can carry you around on my iPad every day. I will have to make sure that I keep everything plugged in the right places. So first, there'll be a podcast. We're going to explore love. That'll be the G-rated one. Then we'll talk about work, since I have a work kink. And also, so does our country. Capitalism? Is capitalism a work kink? We'll see. I don't know. Because I'll be working with professionals, that'll be sex work related. And those will be definitely public episodes. And depending on what unfolds with all the stuff that's happening in the background on the podcast. I gave a lot of details on my work update on Patreon this week if you want to go check it out. We may be moving all the spiciest stuff to exclusive channels or other places that are like more friendly towards sex than, I guess, Spotify. Then we're going to do a photo shoot. It's going to be a three-part thing. First, I'm inviting each person to embody a playing card for the deck that I am designing. I have a little click to a Pinterest with some inspiration there. So I get to capture them on camera. In my perfect world, they do a strip tease. If you please, get as naked as you want. Originally, I was like, maybe I'll invite Safe for Work creators. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll let them fill in the gaps. But I'm really excited to let it be sexy and naked. So I'm inviting them to strip outfit per their pleasure. I'll let a tripod take over then while we do duo stills together for promotional purposes. And just because, like, I love taking pictures with my girlfriends. I haven't done anything super slutty, but like I set up my tripod and that is the majority, except for the pictures that I took with Kabir last year. All of my photography is self-shot, right? All the pictures that you see of me. Well, I guess I haven't posted anywhere except OnlyFans lately. Well, on Twitter or X, there will be more and we will see. I'll post the tamest ones, maybe on Instagram. We'll see. Then after we do the photo shoot, so easy hour podcast. I'm aiming for 3 20-minute bite-sized segments, right? So part three is, can I explore you on camera? Maybe we take turns. Maybe we cross off a bucket list item or do some parallel play, or we hold the cameras for each other or whatever. I hold the cameras for you. Like, this is where I'm down to get creative with my partner. I guess OnlyFans, we can't beat me too much, but we might do a sensation play exploration and see where that goes. So we will let the cameras roll for our negotiation conversation, also known in porn as a consent conversation. Although I was just talking to one of my friends about this who hates that. And for me, I'm really passionate about creating examples. Like, the seed of all of this, the reason I want to do this is, for me, I wish that growing up I had had more examples of, like, okay, but how exactly do you and a partner have a conversation about what you want to do today? Right? Because that doesn't happen very often in my book, unless I'm in a very kink-specific heavy place with someone who is experienced and has been through a lot of negotiations, right? I've found myself leading and teaching more negotiations and struggling with that in my adult life. And so I want to shift that. I want to practice that. And then I want to play. And then I want to do a recap. And I want to hear what you loved, what you would definitely do again, and if we were going to turn it into a scripted porno with story written in. I want to fantasize about that. My favorite stuff. I have a sign-up button for the professionals. Then I will do food and resting from 4-5, you know, I know there'll be buffer time. This is my buffer zone. So 4 to 6-ish, I'm eating food. I'm having snacks. I'm refueling. On Wednesdays, I'm like, on Wiggle Wednesdays, will I go get some noodles and do a live stream called I'm Just Noodling? Because that's also, I'm like, should I just scrap all of X stories and just... So many people have told me that they find the phrase noodling, the way that I use it, helpful. I didn't coin this term, I don't think. I think a lot of people have used the word noodle to think. I don't know if anyone else says noodling, like as in I'm just noodling. That might be a me thing. You can tell me. I did get it from, I think it's a show with otters. It was on cable. I never had cable, but I knew some friends who would, like, they taught me the noodle dance. Noodle, use your noodle, noodle, do the noodle dance. So I think it was Otters. I don't know what show that was. I should Google it, but that is where it came from in my mind. And I really did develop the term because I got tired of people imploding, exploding, whatever, when I was just asking curious brainstorm questions. So that's what it means for me. It's to really let the other person know that I'm just curiously wondering aloud. There is no judgment here. This is an open, honest conversation. And I feel that that is a skill that most people in America, I do think my European friends are much better at this, depending on which country you're in, right? I would say my American friends in general are not as comfy noodling unless they feel a large amount of trust. And I wonder, especially in this extremely difficult, complicated time of nuance that we all live in, it could maybe help us talk and listen to each other. I don't know. I'm not here to change the world. I'm just here to help us spread ripples of love. We can only change the world together, right? So food and resting, 4 to 6 p.m. ish. Maybe on Wednesday, I'll get some noodles and slurp them live so that we, you know, practice slurping noodles instead of biting each other's heads off. I'd love to noodle out loud about sexy stuff. Monday through Friday in the evenings, if I have energy. Because that is the key to this whole thing, right? 52 days of play cannot happen unless I am well-resourced and fun. I understand it is abnormal to want to do anything 52 days in a row. I also have begun to understand that I love intensity and I love doing the same thing over and over and over again if I really like it, right? I also know about myself that I love to create schedules and then destroy them and create them all over again. So there is a world in which maybe these things shift and I will announce it, but Monday through Friday, I am obsessed with the idea of at 6 p.m. hosting a Patreon co-working session. So if you need an admin buddy, if you want to catch up on messages, if you've been like wanting to set aside some time for writing or whatever creative project you're working on, or maybe you just want to paint while we're all working, the plan is to have a Zoom link for patrons where we come together. Not like that. If you do, please camera off if you're like making content in the background. I like to call it co-working and ho-working because when I'm doing like online, you know, when I'm scheduling OnlyFans posts, when I'm doing all of that stuff and kind of going through content, going through my naked pictures, I've invited friends, I've tested this out, to have them just like on Zoom or on FaceTime and we're muted unless we hit a block, unless we have a question. So I'm imagining having Zoom, I'll be muted. I'll probably have my camera on unless I need to have it off, but we can talk in the chat, you know, so if people want to chat while they're doing that, but it'll be silent up until 6:50 p.m. so we can focus. I'm using that time to catch up on email, on OnlyFans messages, on FetLife, whatever I'm doing during that time. And for the last 10 minutes, we're going to share our wins. And I will probably wiggle throughout this and invite people to wiggle because I think, and also my incredible, incredible trainer / social coach, Jerry Wolf. His information, let me know if you need it. He's fucking brilliant. It really does prime the body to be ready for new patterns, and it helps fucking calm the nervous system down. I did not know what I stumbled into with wiggling 5 years ago. 5 years ago today, I started wiggling every day. I don't do it live. I'm going to bring some of it back, but it is still a part of my daily practice, along with I meditate twice a day. This is not to brag. This is just to let you know that I'm a very regimented person, so I know people see me as a free spirit, but when they want to try to just like hit me up to play for fun, I'm like, sorry, I'm busy being regimented and working and doing my art/work. So I love the idea of being in community, working together. Maybe you're working on your artistic creation. Maybe you have been struggling to market something. Maybe you want to boundary your time on social media and you want to limit it. I don't know. I don't spend that much time on social media, but maybe that for you would be a limit. And then at 6:50 p.m. Pacific, we get together and we share a win for the day, for the week, whenever you're showing up, just share your wins. We'll just say like up to three things each, go around with. I also like, I like sharing a couple of wins and a wish. We can do it however we want. Then I'm going to switch over to an interactive live on OnlyFans, and I think that's where I'm going to just open my toy cupboard, because it's now the right side of my wardrobe is dedicated to sexy stuff, and I'm going to see what's in there that hasn't been played with lately. I am open to people sending me toys. I am reaching out to brands for sponsorships to see if they want to send anything for me to play with during this time. And this is stuff that I'm like, oh, if I wanted to do this, I should have been planning it in January, but I didn't come up with the idea till February, and then I didn't decide to do it till the end of March. So here we are, in divine timing, unfolding. So on OnlyFans, where will you lead me tonight? Sound is now on, you have my full attention, join me live on OnlyFans at Wiley. We'll chat, we'll play, we'll explore the theme of the evening. I'm not sure yet how I'm going to, like, I think I might go live on the iPad, but record on my computer so I can have the higher quality recording on OnlyFans. Unless I'm dumb, I know I'm not dumb. On OnlyFans, so far, I have not been able to figure out if I can download something that I have recorded on the platform itself, which I'm like, fuck you, OnlyFans. So I will probably be recording separately and figuring all of that out, which means you get multiple angles.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And at 8 p.m., I'm going to switch to one-on-one time. So I'm going to be on Sext Panther for solo days if I am alone and or being one of my clone sisters who is exploring the hierarchy here with me and Dante, the main character of Mission 69, which someday will get written. They each have a different job in the hierarchy that they're noodling on. If I'm fully focused on a research episode, I will probably still have the Voyeur camera on, but I may have Sext Panther off. But I am dying to get more slutty one-on-one calls. I don't like voice memos and text stuff as much on Sext Panther. I love the live call component. Video's cool. I like a live video. On OnlyFans, I also learned that you can create a private live stream. So if you don't want to do another platform, or if you want to just kind of like do a different, like you want to negotiate like 15 minutes of my undivided attention for a call on OnlyFans, we could do that. But I'm going to have Sext Panther on starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. And then there's a why. I kind of went over that in last month's episode. More details about me, places to sign up, and then lots of specific details. I have the questions that I'm going to be asking for the love stories segment, for the work stories segment, and for the sex stories segment. I am condensing it for this because it's, again, the sampler platter. And then details about the photo shoots, details about the actual play exploration collaboration and the negotiation and the sensation play and the recap. And this is where you can find the link to my bucket list. It is also in the menu on wildly.com. You do have to click it. I know people can't always tell there's menus on. So I will read to you the 69 things that are, it's not that I've never done them. It's I have not captured everything on camera. Oh, I haven't checked off the solo ones. Some of these are partnered only. Some of them I can do any sort of ways. And there are so many dimensions to organizing this. So when you click the bucket list link, it just goes to a Google sheet for now, because basically for the last year, I've been like, I don't know how to share this. I tried to put a chart on my website. It wasn't loading on mobile. Like it was it's a very, for me, it feels like an extremely complicated way to accurately share it. But I do have an idea that I'll be experimenting with. And I think I could make a bucket list blog. So the idea is, well, we'll see. We'll get there. I'll update you next month. So my on-camera edurotic curiosity list. These are things I want to capture and record on camera for myself, with myself. I love documenting. I have had truly the great pleasure of documenting so many hot things, so many hot people. I want to do it. So I would like to make out on camera. I want some parallel play. I want mutual masturbation. I have done some solo manual. I want to do it with a partner. I have done some squirting. I have done that with a penis collaborator. I heard that OnlyFans now doesn't allow squirting. That just entered my ears a couple days ago, so I'm going to have to research that. Tell me if you already know. I want to do titty fucking on camera. I haven't done that. My boobies are so wiggly, I have to squish them together. I would like to do a foot job on camera. I have done oral on camera with a penis owner. I want to have thigh sex. I love thigh sex. I love multiple kinds of thigh sex. I want more pussy sex. I want, yeah, I guess I fucked myself. That counts. And I want to have some scissoring. I do want to have scissoring. Role play wise, I want to do some MILFs and some DILFs. I want to have a yoga teacher. Could be any kind of teacher, but yoga teacher and yogi. After Cora's episode, I'm like, I want to have a yoga teacher fantasy. I want to have a professor-student fantasy. I would love to have a massage therapist and a client. I've been the massage therapist, never on camera, but I would like to be the client. I want to be the one that's like, yeah, just like that. I want to have an artist and a patron relationship. That turns me on in a great way. I want to have dollification or bimboification. Like I'm into any, like I do not care that much about clothes, but I love when my girlfriends put me in an outfit. I think this harkens back to childhood. We did play dress up a lot, but because I've never felt like clothes were my skill, you know, I pretty much have a tank top, leggings or shorts formula, jeans if I'm on set. Depending on the type of set, I will wear leggings if I'm just doing like photo and video content, especially if I'm going to get in different angles. But if I'm on like a real film production set, then I'm in jeans. Dollification, bimbofication, etc. I want to be a horny housewife. I also would like to fuck a horny housewife. I want to have a boss and secretary situation. But see, now as I'm reading this, I'm like, shit, I want to be both sides. How do I represent that here? But you know what? I have it written so that I can have a solo one. I don't know how I'd do boss and secretary solo unless my clones did it. That seems like a lot of work. Probably not during this one, but maybe. We'll see. Doctor, nurse, anything in a uniform, military, delivery. I mean, yeah, I feel like people in uniforms are just very hot. Is there an ugly uniform? Because even if it's like a baggy jumpsuit, I'm like, I want to get in there. Any fairy tale, fantasy, sci-fi specifically, I'm like really curious about Pygmalionism, so statue stuff. Like I did get to do an exploration with a friend where I was a statue and he had to fuck me to life. I would love to do that with like a robot, especially if someone had to push my buttons. And I would like to be an alien, you know. But I also would be very down for pirate, like drag. I gotta be a baby dragon. Oh my god. Yeah, I gotta be a dragon. I gotta be a dragon. Have my tail. Do dragons get fucked, or am I a dragon in a strap-on? We'll see. Maybe all of the above. Toys and accessories, I made a category. So look, these are all broad categories, and you'll see in my detailed list right now there are lots of redundancies and kind of like overlap, and I'm like, should I put all the different types of toys? Also, like if I get into the subcategories of toys, then there's like brands within subcategories, and like how do I decide? And like brands, I'm not really trying to give them free advertising, but I am trying to get toys without spending a bajillion dollars until, you know, all of those things run through my head. So, doing my best to just simplify top down. Toys and accessories. Oh, I want to do sexy stuff with pantyhose and lingerie. I want to play with dildos. I've been doing that. Did definitely. And see, that's where I'm like, well, I did the glass dildo. I've done my regular dildos. I will add the subcategories as they get crossed off. I think at some point, or part of the bucket list writings during this time might include what I have accomplished already and what I still have yet to accomplish. And I think there'll be an overview on the bucket list blog, details of fantasies written on FetLife, or at least a tease. And then I think I will eventually read those details for Patreon. And maybe also share that stuff on OnlyFans. I'm trying to figure out what goes where and which audiences want what. I've learned that a lot of my OnlyFans people are very fucking smart, thoughtful, curious, and just down to share. And also, I didn't respond properly, I think, to the ones that were looking for more like smash and grabby, like, here, let me just send you some slutty pictures. I didn't understand what was happening at first, so now I'm prepared for all forms. But again, I respond really well to irresistible, clear invitations. Vibrators are a given. There's so many subtypes. Pumps, I fucking love. Strokers, I've never gotten to use a stroker on a partner, but when I was at Amni in January, Tanga gave me a Tanga egg, so I have one to use. I just need a penis to use it on. I have gotten to use a strap-on with a girlfriend. That was very hot, but I have not done it on camera, so I actually have to uncheck that box. I have used a butt toy on camera, and it was inflatable. also other things. I would like to do more of that. I would like to do that with partners. I would like to be wearing a butt plug and getting fucked. That would be very hot. There are flicking toys. I've actually never used a flicking toy. I saw some very interesting ones at Vibe Expo. I've never played with a glory hole of either kind, right? Like there's ones built for pussies. There's ones built for cocks. Oh my God. I don't know if I will make a glory hole this round for this one, but like maybe it is possible. I also definitely am going to use my fuck machine. I plugged it in. I turned it on. I've been practicing with the dildos. I have not yet fucked myself with it. I am going to save that. Maybe for my birthday. We'll see. We'll see. The goddess is joining me on my birthday. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll save. We're going to see where our feelings lead us. That is the whole point, right? We can predetermine stuff if that is fun and yummy to us. But the whole point is like, what do you feel like doing right now? Because that hopefully is how we are having sex, right? I have heard from a couple of kinky people that sometimes we had this whole negotiation and we had a plan and then I was in it and I didn't want to say no. No. That's not what we're doing here. That's not what I want anyone to be doing. That's not what I do. I am very much am the person that's like, yeah, baby, ooh, oh, that's so good. Wait, hold on. I got to readjust my arm. And you know what? Yes, it breaks the flow for a moment. It's not hard to get back into. I've never had a partner be remotely phased. Like one time I like couldn't articulate because I was like in a slightly nonverbal, I was getting spanked a lot. And I was like, and I was just making all these like mad noises. And I kind of like got up and paused and I was like, and my partner was so calm. And this just sticks in my brain. He sort of just sat back and looked at me and said, "What do you need?" And it was so hot and supportive and just like, why would we accept anything else, right? Like that reminds me of the first night with my former master, even though everything else that came after is a little questionable. But that first night when he's like, "Well, what if you didn't have to be embarrassed in front of me? What do you need?" So I've been able to ask myself that question. What do you need? And that's the whole point of these 52 days. What do you need? What is fun today? What do you need to play? How do you want to play today? Glory Holes, Fuck Machine, VR. I don't know if that'll happen in this one, but I do have a friend who designs VR games and I am due for a catch up. Sensation play. I want to play with full body restraints. I am full hood curious. I definitely want to play with my hot wax. I always love playing with ice cubes. Did I do that solo? I don't know. I know I put my butt plug in the freezer when I was playing solo. That is not technically an ice cube. I want to do figging on camera. That's the ginger thing. Ooh, I've done it before. Ooh, I like it. I mean, it's weird. It's a lot, but oh, damn. I definitely need to do electro play. I am food play curious. I've never done any food play. It's so funny because recently I was listening to something that was like, you think you're so special. You all have the same moves. You bring out the whipped cream and the chocolate syrup. And I was like, is that the move? Are those the moves? Like, I would like to hear from you. It's like putting whipped cream, honey, or chocolate sauce on a body. Is that like a go-to, like, we're spicing it up move? Like, I don't know. I've only talked to a couple people who are into food play. I'm not going to do splashing in my house. If someone wants to splash, they can provide the location and the kiddie pool and do the cleanup. Mushy textures aren't my favorite, so I would really have to like the person to get into that. But I can also see a world in which it's very fun. I also need to keep frosting away from my pussy. I don't want a yeast infection, you know? So sensation play, furry and fuzzy and fingernails. So this is, I love brushing stuff up and down people's bodies. I give the best post-sex back scratches. Like that's one of my go-to forms of aftercare. Or it can be gentle, soft. I call them tickles in my family where I'm just running my fingertips and nails up and down the skin lightly. Some people love this. Some people hate this. You know, some people only like firm touches and squeezes. Everyone is different. I discovered, Sport Sheets showed me, oh, I need to write to them and be like, please send me this. They have these gloves that are furry and also have little spikes in them so they can be nice or mean depending on how you're using them. I want to play with all textures. And here's what's hilarious. Remember how I put feather on my bucket list in January and didn't do it? I just a few days ago was looking at my like, I guess altar, like my red thing that has a typewriter and all my like incenses and candles and just it's like where in my grandparents' ashes. It has a fuck ton of feathers I collected from an ostrich farm when I was a child. And so maybe those ones will fall apart. And some peacock feathers that someone else gave me recently. And I'm like, I thought I had to go out and buy feathers. They're right here all along. I forgot. I still haven't put them on me. Maybe I'll do it right now. No, I'm going to stay foot well. Okay, I did get my feathers and it feels auspicious because I forgot that these were given to me on my birthday, I think 5 years ago. I think this is a 30th birthday present. I'm pretty sure that I lied about the ostrich feather because I don't think they last that long. It could not be the same one from elementary school. I think those fell apart when I went to move them. So I'm doing one little piece of feather that came off from the ostrich feather. The note here says, this is a rebirth. You are renewed, spelled N-U-D-E. Happy, joyous birthday. And that's from my friend Val. Thank you, Val. Val is very good at giving presents. The other present Val gave me was a snakeskin shed from her snake formed into a circle with, like, one of my favorite quotes, but how could she have known? From The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, which is where the name Wyo is from. Ooh, feathers feel so good. Okay. I highly recommend feather sensations, personally. I'd love to have someone give me feather sensations. I'd love to give someone else feather sensations. Peacock feathers also feel special. So, oh, that's so soft and nice. But I want to have them on my naked parts, too. I would like to have nipple feathers. You know, so how do I write that in the bucket list? I don't know. How do I write, yes, I've done this, but I haven't done this particular variation, or I want to try this next. I don't know. It's going to have to be long form. I'm not really a short form person, unfortunately, for this world that we live in. I want to play with plastic wrap mummification. Oh, I got to see the hottest scene of my friends doing that. Two hot lady friends, plastic wrap and playing with each other. It was so fucking hot. I would like to do some extended edging, giving and receiving. I am here for blindfolded sex. I haven't done that in a fucking minute. I would love to have it on camera. I think that is separate from the hood. Full hood is different from just a blindfold. I guess I also imagine that I'm blindfolding the other person, but I would also like to receive a blindfold. Also, like, variation with, like, face mask. I have these, like, created, you know, leather masks. I have the, like, airplane ones. There's something sexy about, it's like, oh, the airline gave this to me, but I'm gonna use it for fucking. And then I want the classic necktie, you know? I don't know, the necktie seems hot to me. I no longer have any neckties. I used to have one from back when I was a 20-year-old server at the nice restaurant on campus at USC, the University Club, where I accidentally spilled a Diet Coke over all on a very important person. He was very nice, though. The next category, we're up to number 46, is sensual nurturing. So we polled you guys in the last bucket list episode to be like, what do you want to see Wyo get into? And this had by far the most votes. So, and it's so funny because I was like, what, Kimberly, what do you mean I'm a sensual nurturer? And Kimberly was like, what do you mean? You love nurturing. And I was like, oh yeah, I am very, but I guess to me, I'm like, everyone wants to see me in top space. Everyone wants me to be in charge. And I'm finally surrendering to that. I'm like, all right, I'll be in charge. I'll be in charge until I meet someone who is clearly more in charge than me. And then I'll chill. So I want to do dirty praise. I love telling people how good they are, and I'm open to receiving it. I want full body sensory exploration in every way, right? That's where I want to combine all the different things. But this is what I really want to do for 52 days of play. I really want, and I'm like, 20 minutes isn't enough. Maybe we'll extend the play part. And every body is different, right? And I also notice that when I'm with different people, I may get nervous in different ways and rush, but if I have someone where I'm allowed to take my time and fully drop in to experimenting everything, especially if I'm allowed to use words, not allowed, but especially if I am with a partner who is comfortable communicating. Some people do get overstimulated, right? And so I have been feeling into gentle ways to be like, how does this feel? Do you like this thing, or that thing? Can I go down here now? What if I touch this part of you? You know, and so to have that open communication in an ongoing way, I'm like, why isn't that the main part of sex ed? Like, past the health and safety biology part, like, I want to make the sex ed lesson over and over and over again, where I get to explore a person head to toe and back again. You know, that's really what I want to do. Maybe sex stories, X stories, as we know it, will be completely abandoned and or just moved to Pornhub. I don't know. It's a problematic platform, but apparently they have monetization akin to YouTube, but with less censorship, obviously. So I don't know. Apparently I'm very sexy and very nerdy. Full body sensual massage. Oh, I've been talking to some practitioners and I am inspired. Full body kisses and touches. I want to just be allowed, you know, and this is, that could also, both of those things could be folded into full body sensory exploration, but I see it as separate. What? Oh, an anonymous wombat is looking at my bucket list with me right now. I am shy. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Okay. Whoa, why does Google call it Anonymous Wombat, or did they pick that name? That is very funny. Okay. I am having a hilarious shy response, even though I put it publicly on the internet. Okay. Full body kisses and touches. I want, even for full body sensory exploration, unless someone was like, yes, I want to be kissed everywhere. One time recently, I was with a lover, and I felt inspired. Like, I just wanted to kiss their whole leg, and I was doing it. And then I got self-conscious. I was like, what if they're bored by me kissing their whole leg? And then I could feel myself speeding up and switching to the other leg, because I always want to feel balanced and I want them to feel balanced. I love to have balance both sides. If I'm receiving, definitely. If I'm giving, it also is very satisfying to be able to do both. So I want to kiss a full body up and down, and maybe only that, right? Like maybe only kissing and touching. I have to be able to touch so I can grab them and move them. I want to give and or receive hair washing and worship, especially with a goddess. And I'm like, ugh, somebody please rent us a nice Airbnb so I can take a goddess. I have a great bathtub, don't get me wrong, and everything is getting cleaned and great. You know, it's a great artist loft, it's a great studio. However, I've been living here for over a decade and I am a novelty person, so I'm like, how do I get this playship? How do I get a van at least? How do I go around the country? Where could I just stay on people's couches? Ooh, I could masturbate on every couch. Stop with the new ideas, but also that's a great idea. So I really want to worship some goddesses. I want to wash their hair. I want to just like anoint them with oils. I did this to myself on OnlyFans. I don't think it's been shared yet, or has it been? No, maybe it was. Can't remember. Can't remember timings of things. What is time? I want to do foot worship. I want to receive foot worship. I want to get to know foot people. I'm so curious. I have applied to do a foot night in Los Angeles at the end of May. So we'll see if I end up doing that. I want to do leg worship. To me, that feels separate from foot worship. Maybe I'll combine them. If you have ideas for something else that needs to be like a main category of sensual nurturing, do let me know. I want to do breast and nipple worship, cunt and cock worship. Well, that I have definitely, I've worshipped my own cunt on camera. I don't know if I would qualify breast and nipple worship. I've played with the pumps, but I'm like, definitionally, for me personally, I don't know if it's possible to worship my own breasts and nipples, simply because part of the worship for me is just full receiving mode, right? I definitely got to do some anal worship, and I also am really feeding curious. I love to be fed. If someone... I'm not a feedie, like I don't specifically have that kink. I've spoken to people who do, and it's very, very intense. But like, I'm somewhere in between. I love, like, you put a morsel of food in my mouth, you feed me off of your fork if we're at a date. Like, that's very hot to me, and I love feeding other people bites of food too. It's not necessarily an erotic turn on. Like, anyone I care about can feed me, and I like it without it being sexual and weird, right? So, and then I finish with classics. I'm like, all right, I looked at porn websites. In this research of the past couple years, it's interesting in the conversations around porn. I think most people are not necessarily having the same conversation because I hear very few of them where they're defining what, like, porn is not one thing. It's a bajillion things. And people use that term as a gigantic umbrella. And there's a whole lot there. So what I want to do, I just call this classics. For me, I want to do some outdoor stuff. I know that I can't put on OnlyFans unless there's location releases. I don't have outdoor locations here, so that's not going to happen on this one probably, unless someone wants to, you know, hook us up with a nice fancy Airbnb so I can worship some goddesses. I would love to have a place where I could just invite. I mean, in my perfect world, brands are funding this, right? And I can invite 3 to 6 beautiful, beautiful performers, get them together, help them make lovely content, have some delicious food, have some fun creating. That's what I like to do. In-person JOI, definitely want to do that. Want to do some anal, want to play with power exchange, want double penetration. I still want my double penetration. Triple penetration, I would love to be airtight. Airtight, that phrase in particular, really turns me on. I think it's also because like when I can actually deep throat and when I like can't breathe, there's something very relaxing to me about that. Obviously, I have to be with a partner where like if I need to come up, I come up. Usually I'm controlling the deep throat situation. I do have one partner who I have a lot of trust with who holds my head down, and that is very hot to me. I want to have a blow bang. I want to have a gang bang. I want to do all the different versions of threesomes. And in my perfect world, we hit all of our targets. So we hit 969 patrons and 969 OnlyFans subscribers. And we have a very exciting party here in Los Angeles. I think the first part would have to be like the safe for work gallery part. I have to figure out logistics here a lot, and I don't know if we're gonna have the bandwidth to do this. That's up to you. If you wanna have a party happen, you can help me make it happen. Also, if you're good at planning events and getting sponsors, please do reach out if you're down to kind of go along for this ride, because I get so many questions about when I'm going to have my afternoon delight play all day parties. And it's like, well, the answer is when I have a space where I can consistently do that, right? And I do not yet have, I've been using all of my bandwidth for this podcast. So unless I switch, that's where we're at. But I would love to make Friday night the 21st the safe for work. Anyone can come. You don't have to be naked. You don't have to be sexy. I want to sell some art. I want to do a fundraiser. I have too many other ideas, but that Friday night would be sort of like family friendly-ish, and then there would be like a naked artistic part that includes paint. And then Saturday would be the play all day. You arrive for brunch. Doors close at 11. From 11 to noon, there's the kind of like full introduction. We meet each other as people, and then there's some play. And I have an idea of how I would structure it. I don't have all the dungeon equipment, so that might be too big for this round. But you don't need dungeon equipment if it's just a true orgy. Just a true orgy. So yeah, those are my 69 items that are there right now. And I'm excited. I know I want a lot of things. And I'm really excited about my fucking machine. I know I'm going to keep changing my mind, but I have flexibility built into this structure. And I think, especially if the theme is communication, if the theme is connection, and if the theme is sex, it must be flexible. It must change on the fly. I am, to be very clear, not talking about negotiating up in a scene. I am talking about, if anything, negotiating down. If something is too much, I do not power through. My best skill is looking at something and being like, I was not on point there. Something needs to change. If someone helps me understand if I'm wrong, like I'm pretty fucking self-righteous until someone helps me understand if I'm wrong, then I'm an easy apology. And then I do whatever repair I need to do to make it right, right? I know that we live in a society where we don't have that model. We live in cancel culture right now. We live in a lot of fear, a lot of judgment, a lot of lack of nuanced conversation. So I'm creating nuance here. I don't know how it's go, but I am extremely excited. And if you would like to offer me a no-cost birthday present, it would turn me on very, very much if you would rate this podcast on Spotify and Apple and leave us a thoughtful review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on YouTube, share a voice memo with me via wiley.com/share. I have lots of questions there. Just answer one. I'm just curious to hear your answer. I can make you a little outline if you need, if that's the only reason that you're not doing it because you're like, I don't know how. Let's do it in my head right now. Introduce yourself. I have the introduction stuff, you know, in the X stories, the outline, there's an introduction page. And then give us the answer to your question. Maybe give us an overview of concrete. Give us some details about like why that's your answer or what it is. Maybe variations. You know how I give variations. And a wrap-up thought or a conclusion or a noodle moving forward or what you're watching or what you're learning or whatever. I love hearing what you guys have to say. I know a lot of you are shy, but it makes me so happy to get them. And please also share this podcast with someone you think would benefit from hearing examples of personal, sexy conversations. That has always been the goal of this podcast. That remains my personal goal. I am always practicing improving my personal, sexy conversations because that is what leads to the best collaboration, right? And if you would like to gift me concrete production support that is the equivalent of a latte in Los Angeles, I would really fucking love it if you joined me on Patreon. We are experimenting with new formats that in theory will be bite-sized pieces. That is not what it currently is. But what's out right now, we have a hot sex story and this month's work updates. And by the time this comes out, it should already be set up. A brand new, completely ad-free podcast feed on Patreon that will come out 4 days early. So starting today, episodes now come out on Tuesdays. We are doing our best to woo the algorithm. You are always invited to help with that wooing in the form of ratings, sharings, and reviews. And if you want the original Friday release schedule, you can support the pod, get ad-free episodes, and access hundreds of hours of bonus content on patreon.com/yole. And that's also where you'll get links to the virtual ho-working co-working during the 52 days. Again, that's for anyone with a non-normative schedule, for artists, for creatives, for sex workers, for anyone who wants to use this time for social media planning, for responses, for boundaried screen time, or for anyone who just wants to set aside 50 minutes to write or work on a project that they have been meaning to prioritize, right? And then again, at 6:50 p.m., we're going to wrap. Anyone who is on can unmute, and we will share wins and celebrations, and then go about our nights. For me, that will mean hopping onto the OnlyFans live. And again, I have been doing kind of like long deep dive updates. I'm breaking it up into different categories. So there's going to be a work update slash fantasy, a sex story that I will probably write out. This one, the one that's out right now that I just did, is it's like a 35 minute story, but it's exquisite mouth sex. What does pleasure look like right now? I also talk about the double-edged sword of the superpower of sublimating suboptimal connections. Oh, I shouldn't call it suboptimal. It's just hard when something is like very wonderful and also has difficulties. I don't know if you can relate. I'm sure every human being can. It's also not really how we're taught to think about stuff. Again, that tricky nuance. But again, my noodle friends, which is a lot of you, are very nuanced. So, and then there are work updates. So I have private work updates, which include, I'm combining my work updates and fantasies. There'll be a sex story, work update and fantasy, sex fantasy, and then noodle of the moment. So right now we have the work stuff up that I am talking about my, some of the behind the scenes stuff of podcast and 52 days thoughts, feelings, also just my own personal like artist life, which is always mixed with sex stuff. And then my like large whorish dreams that have to do with education and sweet potatoes. But like, it's a really good idea. So patreon.com/YOLE for those things if you're interested. And if you really want to spoil me for the price of a latte and a croissant in Los Angeles, croissants are my favorite thing in the whole wide world. They're delicious. They're flaky. They are perfect. They are so good, even if they're mediocre, especially if you toast them and they look like a moon. I mean, what could be a better thing to eat? If you really want to spoil me, I would love it if you joined me at onlyfans.com/YOLE. There's regular daily content. I am exploring live streams more and more. I also discovered you can do private lives, as I said before. So if you want to do that, we can totally do that. And I am finally learning how the platform actually works and some of the more normative social expectations there. So join me there to play. Again, I always respond best to clear initiations and irresistible invitations. And my OnlyFans experience really is being shaped constantly by what you share. I have so much created from these past couple months. That's all being scheduled and shared now, along with the play and the live streams. I'm just going to use my bucket list to see what feels good in the moment. I'm going to follow my turn on, or I'll follow your turn on, or maybe we'll follow our turn ons together. And we are at about 5% of my first goal, which is to get 969 supporters on both platforms. So if you want to gift yourself and me a present for my birthday, I would fucking love that. Okay, I have talked for an hour. We are actually going to do a part two with the questions, answers, and celebrations in a separate episode tomorrow. This is part of our wooing the algorithm to love us again. And it also feels very appropriate that it should come out on May Day, which is very dedicated to celebrating fucking. So I would like to end this episode by saying big, huge love to Taryn, Graffiti, Paul, Vidal, Douglas, Tomix, Natalia, Richard, BJ, Buck, Brian, Jay, Elena, JZL, George, Edward, Leslie, Scott, Kevin, Brandon, Trevor, Fur, Jim, C, Michael, Mark, Elizabeth, Sergio, Droggle, Sean, Marin, Kevin, Eric, Connor, Duval, Mitch, Captain, Bruce, Tony, JD, Amy, MJ, that MJ, Casey, Tom, Joshua, Nick, Knox, Robert, Deborah, Helene, Justin, and Raquel. And this guy, Alex, Chris, Randy, Brad, DB, Shooter, Krabby, Bill, Chris, Captain again, James, Hank, Terry, Boss, Boy, Terry, Steve, JJ, Chichi, and all of you who have anonymous usernames that are a lot of numbers. Thank you for supporting my work. Thank you for turning me on with your support. I fucking love you.